Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn Audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Okay, let's kick off another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Today, we're tackling one of the biggest topics in business, leadership, and how to be a better finance leader. Today's topic or show is based on the article I published this morning called We Need More Leadership in the Finance Function. Now, this is a big call out for me. I definitely feel like that this is where we're lacking a lot. With that said, let's get started. So the finance function is undergoing a significant transformation, and everyone has a role to play in this change. Days of leaving transformation solely in the hands of former leaders are long behind us. Today, it's increasingly recognized that change is not merely a top-down process, but rather one that requires a shift in mindset at every level. And crucially, we need people who lead from the front. Role models who can embody the future of our profession, can lead the function into the future. This requires everyone to take charge of the change journey, all the way from the CFO level down to the entry-level finance professional. But what does it mean in practice? Many finance professionals have little or no experience in either change management or management in general, and no leadership skills to speak of, at least not demonstrated in a leadership position, because you're just entering into your career. As we've been exploring throughout this series, Future-Proofing the Finance Professional, those are skills that can be learned. Frameworks, systems, and tools can make you successful in this and support you in your journey through changing the finance function. But to be honest, there's no magic here. There's no, we need to be special or different in the finance function. No, it's just leadership. We just need more leadership in the finance function. So the tools and frameworks we go through today can be used for any professional wanting to become a leader or being a leader today, regardless if you're a sales leader, a finance leader, ops leader, HR leader, whatever. All leaders can use this. Finance leaders definitely also need to use this. And we are talking about three specific skills. It's not just for leaders. We're talking self-leadership, how to become the best version of yourself. We're talking change leadership, being part of the transformation. And then we're talking people leadership. Of course, most commonly associated with leadership, but the two other leadership skills are equally important. The first framework is for change management. It's called ADKAR. ADKAR, a change management model, helps individuals and organizations understand how to affect change according to behavioral principle. This model emphasizes that change at every level of a business is predicated on five main principles: awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, and reinforcement. In order to achieve a goal or facilitate a change, we must address all five, and in that order. These categories can form the pillars of change management programs, and they can also help us structure information more effectively by understanding the cognitive steps required to sell an idea to stakeholders. So, also plays an important role for business partnering. Let's just take a moment to go a little deeper on each of these five elements. So awareness, why do we need to change in the first place? I think change in the finance function, we have a lot more awareness today than a decade ago. A decade ago is definitely something that we left to senior leaders and let it happen to us. And then we saw hordes of jobs either being cut down or being offshored or outsourced and many professionals losing their jobs. Ideally, of course, you found new jobs, and I'm sure you did, but it was not nice having transformation, having change happen to us while then being practical about it. So we need to be aware about the change and why we need change. Then there's the desire. Do we actually want to be a part of the change? Now, at the Business Partnering Institute, I spent a lot of time working with the concept of business partnering. And essentially, it's just building relationships, influencing decisions, and communicating financials to non-financial stakeholders. However, it's a whole skill set that is not coming natural to most finance professionals. So without awareness, I could probably hand every one of you a new business card saying, hey, yesterday you were an accountant or controller, tomorrow you're a business partner. And you would say, yes, of course, I want to do this. Sounds interesting, and apparently it's the only role that's left, so I'm just going to do it. But if you had awareness about what it really was, desire would either be natural for you or there'd be no desire. And if there was no desire and you knew exactly what you were supposed to do in such a role or with such an activity, you could say no. And I would respect your no to the end of days. Because saying no to something that is being giving us as a choice, do this or find another job, that takes courage, right? So we need to have desire, wanting to be part of the change. Then we need to have knowledge. What is this change all about? What are the new ways that you want me to work in? What is this? Then we need ability. So we probably need training in the new ways of working to build ability, to be able to succeed in the new ways of working. Because if I say, hey, you're a business partner, go create some value. Believe me, that has happened more time than we care to count. You probably fail. Probably fail because you need new skills to succeed in this role. So we need to teach you those. Last but not least is reinforcement, right? So now we have desire, knowledge about what it is. We've actually been trained in how to do it. Then we need to use it and use it some more. And that's also where leadership comes in. Because leaders need to keep individuals accountable for working in new ways. That drives change much more than the individual themselves. So ADKAR is the first framework, and this is relating to change management, an activity that's often spoken about in companies, but just as often down-prioritized when we see big changes or transformation initiatives happening in the company. The next concept, I'll call it, that I'll introduce to you, is around self-leadership. I was introduced to this in early 2017. And while perhaps I haven't worked with it directly every single day thereafter, and maybe I didn't exactly understand in the beginning what this meant to me, I can tell you that this concept has changed my life. And it can change yours too. It's the concept of energy management. You've probably heard about time management in the 90s and the early 2000s. I'm not saying it's not relevant, not important, but energy management beats it by several lengths. Energy management is another critical tool, not only in the transformation of the finance function, but in the continuous development of organizations generally and our individual careers specifically. And it's not just for careers, it's for your personal life too. The sad truth is that most people are disengaged at work. Gallup after Gallup survey confirms this. Was it 70% of Americans who were actively disengaged in their work? I don't know, Denmark is a small country, but I've heard up to 87% of Danes are in some way discontent with their work. That's terrible. Really terrible. And a big driver of the mental health issues that we're seeing today. Not saying it's the only driver, but it's certainly a big driver. And one of the root causes of that is, of course, that we see success all around us on social media and where else. And we feel, if I'm not as successful as what I'm seeing out there in the world, I'm a failure. A failure to myself, I'm a failure in my career. I'm not as good as everyone else. But it's a lie, right? It's to a large extent a lie because everyone else is struggling. They might portray the great sides of themselves, but they're struggling as well. So we need to manage our energies. But when we are disengaged at work, it leads to disastrous results, not only for productivity and value creation, but also for our own mental well-being. To perform at your best, be the best version of yourself, you need to be engaged. The energy management framework encourages us to assess our energy, engagement and energy levels and thereby identify categories of activity that act as energy drains, as well as those that boost or replenish our energy levels. The concept of energy management comes from the book called The Power of Full Engagement. If you've never heard about it, do Google it. If you want to learn more about the topic, do buy the book. It's an easy read, lots of great cases and examples, and it's a simple concept. It looks at energy at four different levels. Physical energy, emotional energy, mental energy, and spiritual energy. You can rate yourself on a simple scale from 1 to 4. 1 meaning I have no energy in this category, to 4 meaning I'm full of energy. Then you add the 4 scores together. Of course, then you have a minimum of 4 or a maximum of 16. If you score below 6, reach out to someone. Send a message to me if you want. You know, we're not in a good place and we need help. Between 6 to 9, we are partly disengaged in what we do. Can happen sometimes, especially if we've just had a high impact moment at work or in our life, you know, then we probably feel drained for energy afterwards, and it's okay. We can be there sometimes. Between 10 to 13, we're partly engaged. I hope that you are there most of the time, ideally towards the higher end. Partly engaged, I mean, we can't be 100% engaged all the time, of course. 14 to 16, fully engaged. Those are for the big moments in life, in your career. If you're going into some senior leaders to make a big presentation, better be sure you're fully engaged. Better be sure you slept well, fed well, and perhaps did some exercise. That you have balance in your relationships in life and at work. That you have created mental space to focus on the presentation ahead. And that what you are presenting is a topic that's important to you. That what you do at work and in life is aligned with your purpose and your goals. If that is the case, you're fully engaged and you'll do great work. And this is what has changed for me as well. I think I was partly engaged throughout my entire career. But those moments where I made a difference and became fully engaged, that's what made a big difference. And I'm very purpose-driven. So when I defined my purpose, it allowed me to align all my other activities around that purpose. And while I really loved my job at the end in corporate, I love it even more now when I get an opportunity to drive my purpose every day, work with activities that develops me, but also give me an opportunity to speak to an audience of hundreds of thousands of people every single day, helping you to drive the change in your career, helping you to be successful in your finance and accounting careers. So it changed my life and it can change your life too if you buy into it. And this, it's a really simple concept. The last concept I want to introduce to you, we call it joint business partnering. It was actually something that was invented during my time at Maersk, where some finance leaders looked at what they were doing in sales. In sales, sales leaders would join their sales reps on some of their sales calls to observe how they were interacting with the clients, how they did the selling, and so forth. And then afterwards, they would have a coaching conversation to discuss how it went and how they can develop further. These finance leaders at Maersk thought, well, shouldn't we be doing this with our finance professionals as well, especially those that have a lot of interaction with outside stakeholders, not necessarily external stakeholders, but outside in the business. So at Business Partner Institute, we are of course passionate about business partnering. We believe it's the future of the finance function and points the way toward a new employee paradigm, in which value creation, facilitation, and outcome generation are the core metrics for success. Joint business partnering is a three-step process. First, the individual and the leader agree on one or a few areas of development, similar to agreeing on a scope of work. Then the leader would join the individual on a meeting or any kind of live interaction they would have with the stakeholders or functions that they support. Not to intervene or to take charge, but to observe. They observe the situation in a live, real working environment. The leader only speaks if spoken to. And afterwards, they then have this coaching conversation. Now, how is this relevant to finance people? Well, it's because our role is changing as well. It's much more a people role than it's a numbers role. And when it is a people role, the only way that we can get great feedback from our leaders and we can have them act as coaches is if they've observed us in action. Because when we do kind of counting and controlling, to a large extent it's rules-based and we have it in systems and we can follow some checklists. So if it's all green or ticked off, we've probably done a reasonable job. You know, there can always be better ways of doing it, but we've probably done a reasonable job. If you are a people finance person and your work is primarily together with other people, if you are a leader of that person and you never join them to watch them live, all you will get is asking the individual, how did it go? Or asking the main stakeholders, how did it go? So you're getting secondhand information. You're getting information through a filter. So you will never really see how this individual is actually doing. So if you are a leader today, go see your people in action. Not to control them or oversee them, but to see them in action to create great observations for giving great feedback. And if you are an individual and you have interactions with other people outside the finance function, go ask your leader, hey, leader, why don't you join me on my next monthly management reporting meeting where I report the numbers to the sales director? I'd like to have your feedback on how I could do better. It's extremely powerful. It reminds me of, I know this some years back, it reminds me of high school. In Denmark, at least we have open exams to the extent where external people can join your verbal exams or oral exams. So three out of my final four exams in high school, I had others join. Two of them, my friend, and my final exam, I had my mother and brother join. Of course, my mother and brother didn't provide feedback on my final exam because then it was over, but my friend joining two other exams. We had a great discussions afterwards on how it went. But surprisingly, I was the only one using that opportunity. Not even my friend who joined my exams let me join his exams. Why is it that we are so afraid to have others observe us in action and get feedback from them? Maybe we won't like what we hear. Fair. But why not get that feedback to improve? So the concept of joint business partnering or joint finance leadership, whatever we want to call it, is the leader joining the individual to watch them live in action in order to give great feedback. Let's try to give a more concrete example of how these can help. We'll look at energy management to give a specific example of the benefits of a tool like this. The energy management framework divides energy into four categories, as I mentioned: spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental. Do the energy check, right? So assign a score to yourself in each of these categories. If you are below 10, you're partly disengaged and you need to do something. In the categories where energy is lowest, you need to make some choices about how working practices can be adapted to improve the score. For instance, I found myself buying an Apple Watch end of last year. And this is not a promotion of Apple. There are several other watches that can do the same. And of course, these watches, they track your activity. So I found out that I had maybe 15, 20 minutes of active time during a day. I would sit, maybe sometimes stand on my desk. But other than that, I would walk to and from my car to my kids' school. I would walk to and from my car to the office. That's it. 20 minutes activity max. And in terms of burning calories, it wasn't much. And my weight definitely kept climbing to a level that was unsustainable. So I needed to do something in order to maintain my physical energy. So powered by the watch, also because I'm a profile that likes to have data on what I'm doing, I started a new exercise regime, 1st of January. Great New Year's resolution, but it's actually holding to this day today. I probably have an average of 110 to 115 minutes of active time every day, and certainly burning more than 1,000 calories per day. And it's probably, again, changing my life, this concept about energy management. Just to give an example of, if you're low on a certain energy point, you need to act. And simply being aware of the negative impact on your energy levels can be enough to improve the situation, as it will enable you to prepare accordingly. It's particularly important on those crucial moments when finance professionals need to be fully engaged. You need a score at 14 or above on these important occasions. Individuals and leaders can drive success by adopting a change mindset and utilizing practical tools and taking ownership of the change journey. If you want to learn more skills that will future-proof the finance professional, check in on some of the previous articles and tune in on future shows as well. Next week, I'll have a special guest. I'll be traveling, so I'm not in Denmark at that time. I'll be in Belgium, of all places, and I'll have Soufiane Hamid join me for a special episode. Maybe some of you know him. He's also a prolific LinkedIn creator. To round off, there's no doubt about that for me, being a better finance leader is all about helping team members to continuously improve. Be a career catalyst. Maybe someday you'll need to move on and they can step into your role. Or they need to go to an adjacent team or even a completely different company. But they will be able to do so because of you. Because if you as a leader having driven this, and if you're an individual, go demand better leadership from your leader. And if impossible, find a better leader. There's nothing better than choosing your leader. You don't choose a job, you choose a leader. Because that person will make a significant difference in your life for better or for worse. Because what's the main topic at the dinner table when people come home from work? They're leaders, right? So make sure you pick a good one and perhaps also help them to lead better. We've shared three frameworks today: ADKAR, energy management, and joint business partnering. Thank you everyone for listening in. I hope to see many of you again next week for the special episode with a special guest. And if nothing else, catch the Hashtag Finance Master podcast on your favorite channels and stay up to date on LinkedIn, new content coming out every day. Thanks a lot, everyone, and see you next week. Have a great rest of the week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?